With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris addressed her campaign's top donors Tuesday during a virtual meeting. Video of the call was released online, was widely panned on X. The Harris-Walz campaign hauled in over $1 billion, but the campaign is now over $20 million in debt. One of the Democrat National Committee's top unions started a GoFundMe account after a large portion of its staff was fired. Harris spent the last several weeks vacationing in Hawaii. A look at the numbers behind President Trump's election win.
According to an Associated Press analysis, in 2024, Trump got 2.5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. And the president-elect won a bigger percentage of the vote in each of the 50 states and Washington, D.C.
This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before.
Kamala Harris received 7 million fewer votes than Joe Biden did in 2020. Trump cut into the vote total in urban swing state counties that have been traditional Democratic strongholds. A nationwide survey by AP VoteCast found that Trump won a larger share of Black and Latino voters than he did in 2020, most notably among men under age 45. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration wants Medicare and Medicaid to cover weight loss drugs.
It's a costly proposal, and it sets the stage for a potential showdown between the powerful pharmaceutical industry and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to lead the agency. Kennedy is an outspoken opponent of weight loss drugs. The proposed rule would give millions of people access to weekly injectables that have helped many people quickly shed pounds, but it could cost taxpayers $35 billion over the next decade. A bipartisan coalition of members of Congress has been lobbying that weight loss drugs be covered by Medicare. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is SRN News. British lawmakers will vote on assisted suicide this week.
Parliament has settled on Friday for debate and a decision on a controversial measure that will allow people to legally seek the aid of a doctor in taking their own life. Evangelical leaders, British clergy, former prime ministers, and advocates for the elderly and the disabled are all urging a no vote. They warn that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the most vulnerable people in society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters voted for President Trump on Election Day. Study finds in most states, young people who overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even while voting for Mr. Trump, at the top of the ticket. Adults ages 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they voted for President Trump. This is SRN News. A Louisiana judge has stopped plans allowing state agencies to forcibly remove homeless encampments in New Orleans by Thanksgiving.
A restraining order blocks the state police and two other agencies from evicting homeless people from their encampments in New Orleans or confiscating their property without following city laws and due process. Governor Jeff Landry had warned that he would intervene if city officials did not remove a large homeless encampment by Thanksgiving. City officials objected, saying it would disrupt efforts to secure stable housing for the homeless. Rich Thomason reporting.
Rehearsals were held Tuesday for the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Two rehearsals were scheduled for the main event Thursday. It features nearly two dozen floats, 17 balloons, 11 marching bands, and 600 cheerleaders. Organizers say the 2.5-mile parade to Macy's flagship store will roll rain or shine. More details at SRNnews.com.